Hey everybody, welcome to Geeksters episode 131. Last week we missed a show and I said in Google Plus, if you follow me, I said we're gonna be back with two times the fun. I brought two guests. Oh yeah. So before we get going though, I want to say hi and welcome back. I'm sorry we missed last week. We had some scheduling issues and life came up and work came up and we're all busy, but we're glad to be back here and bringing you some great content, some great guests today. But before I introduce my guests, I want to talk to Mitch and see how he's doing. Hey, Mitch, how's it going?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. As you can see, I'm back where I belong.
That's right. You're downstairs again.
Mm-hmm. But now we have furniture. We have a sofa down here and a new TV, and it's all good. It's all good.
Now you up the ante. Now it's the playroom.
Yes.
Is that the big screen TV there? Does that grow with some water? You need to put more water on that one.
No, it's a Sam. I always wanted a Samsung. And I finally got it.
You should get a big wall one, Mitch. If you're going to go big, man.
Nah, it's not. It'd be too big. Too big.
All right. Well, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Martin Obando, one of the hosts here, so we're going to get going. So today, the guests I brought, Nick Shaw, Marshall Emery. I'll wait for your guys' applause. Okay. Thanks, Marshall. Well, I don't want to talk over anybody who's in the car like woohoo and hands off. If you're driving, please keep your hands on the steering wheel. You can cheer when you get done. Hey guys, how's it going?
Great. Doing well.
I was thinking this today. I was thinking, how am I going to introduce Nick Shaw? And I was thinking, and I'm thinking, and I came up with it. So if anybody doesn't know who Nick Shaw is, Nick Shaw is the guy who, when Crypto Locker came out, he looked at it square in the eyes. And he says, I challenge you to a draw. And at noon, he didn't even pull his gun out. He walked straight up and kicked it right in the shin. Hi-ya! And Crypto Locker went down. That's Nick Shaw, inventor of Crypto Prevent and many other things. But that's... Right, is that good enough? Is that good?
That's good. And D7, number D7, one.
Well, yeah, D7.
AC Technician's Tool and D7 2.
But I'm thinking like Crypto Locker in a black hat and a big mustache, and you're the guy on the white horse and a cape, that kind of a thing. Like good guy, bad guy, Western. I gotta stop watching Bonanza.
Every good story has a bad guy, so.
I gotta stop watching those Westerns, man. I think they're doing something to me. And Marshall Emery. We've talked a couple times. Now you own your own company, but you've teamed up with Nick to be Nick's right hand man.
I've been Nick's right hand man for a long time. We're just we're doing it officially now, with D-Support Online. I've helped Nick a lot in the past with foolish IT stuff, and I've always managed to be in the background one way or another in almost everything that he's doing. Not too much on Crypto Prevent, to be quite honest, because like you said, that thing came out of the blue, Crypto Locker did, and then it was like the next night, Crypto Prevent, done. Blocks it even when all the different AV companies can't manage to, 100% block it. And huge...
Yeah, when we had Nick, when you were on, one of the last times you were on, you we were
works
talking
great.
About...
Because on to everything.
Oh, there. We had a little interruption there with Marshall with you on that, so sorry about that. I didn't mean to overstep you. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I was saying, I went and picked up the Crypto Prevent white label, and been loving it ever since.
Nice. So we've had you guys, we've had, Marshall, this is your first time on, but we've had Nick on a couple times talking about D7, D7.2, Crypto Prevent. You guys have come out with, together you guys have come out with multiple other things. We've talked about Debug. It's your guys is, Nick, we've always given you a bad time, but we always say that your stuff's the awesomest stuff and around.
Why, thank you, sir.
Gotta put a D in front of everything.
My favorite one was on that one of those last Geekster episodes was, Nick, did you put the D in front of DNS? I was laughing pretty hard at that one. That was epic. That was truly epic.
I remember that. I don't remember if it was said by us or it was from the chat room.
Did Tim say it? I don't know.
That may have been Tim. It was funny. And as you guys can tell, Tim's not here with us. He had a family meeting tonight. So I told him I'd pour something out on the ground for him from my missing homies, but then I thought I'd probably get in trouble by my wife. So I'm just going to wish him well. So D7 is out, and then now we've talked about D7.2. Marshall, you talked about D-Support Online. What is the new stuff? What's the nice, fun toys that you guys have been coming out with?
toys.
Well, okay.
Nick can totally help you out with the new stuff that he's been working on, because I'm keeping him busy with ideas, but every time I throw an idea at him, he comes up with like two more that are even better and enhances things in D7 too. Take it, Nick.
I've got another thing for you that you don't even know about since we've talked earlier today. So the cat in the bag is that I'm working on a version 3 of D7.2.
Well, that's got to be D7.3, right?
No, just D7.2 version 3, because I'm on version 2 now, and there was a version 1, but it's still D7.2. So with the Roman numerals and such. So a lot more description. Everything's going to have a, you know, more clean, simple interface. I'm redoing a lot of under the hood stuff, you know. I'm going through my code and applying things that I've learned over time that I didn't know when I originally started coding this or that. The cool thing about it, though, is that you don't even know, Marshall, is that I've decided to implement email security TLS encryption, which is not an option right now. I only support SSL. And the other cool thing, you may know that I have cloud functionality, whereas D7 can store its configuration, definition files, and other things in the cloud, pull those down on, you know, any other copy from any other technician working remotely or on the bench or wherever. The cool thing about that is now I'm going to implement SFTP for that as well, which is something that people have been asking for quite a while. But I think the biggest thing about D7.2 that's going to impact the most people with this new version 3 release is just going to be, it's going to look a lot different. All of the functions are, actually, we're on video, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I just actually, so people in the live chat, I just hit live. I completely forgot about it. So they're now catching up
with us. Nice. Hello, live people.
We'll let you come into our show now.
All right. No, I actually, I will screen share with you in a moment and just show you some things, but I want to let Marshall talk for a minute about what we're going to do with all of this new D7.2 knowledge.
So here's the decision that I have to make right now. You know, I just had my taco plate delivered to me.
Oh.
And do I eat the tacos or I talk about D7.2? Of course I talk about D7.2. What crazy world is this that we live in?
Tacos can wait. D7.2 is now.
Yes. We have added in so many awesome features, and Nick has been blowing things out of the water left and right. The other day, you know, I told him I'd really like to get HTML built up in reporting. And then for my birthday, he's like, oh, okay, I can do that. Not completely for my birthday, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I think it's a great thing. Nick, can I have something for Christmas?
sure, man. And actually, I will expand on that before you go, Marshall. That's okay. That is a new custom reporting that allows you to build your own custom report, add your own HTML to it if you want to. I have some shortcuts for some quick things like insert hyperlinks and whatnot, but essentially everything that is logged in D7.2, everything that you do in D7.2 is logged. And there is an automatic report generated based on that log, but maybe you don't want all of those items appearing in a report that, say, you want to give to your customer. So in this situation, we have the custom report builder. Everything is logged to a temporary report, and you can just double-click on everything you want to add to the report, and there you go. Another cool thing about it is the alerts. D7.2, when you fire it up, has the system info tab, has a ton of alerts on it. Let's see, we'll tell you whether you have antivirus software, if it's up to date or enabled, problems in device manager, whether the RAM needs upgrading, check event log, MS customer experience improvement program, if that's enabled and that's an annoyance, we can disable that. We can tell you if services are not running that are set to auto start,
MS config state, if there are crash dumps, any dirty volumes that check disk wants to bug, drives detected in PIO mode, whether there's sufficient hard disk space available on the operating system partition, whether system restore is enabled, user profile path, Windows updates, Windows is activated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to stop right there. So those alerts also now appear in the temporary custom report, and you can just double click on those alerts and add those to your custom work report as well. So that's what's going on with the custom work report. Go Marshall.
Which all of these items you can configure and edit, including the alerts, right, Nick?
Yes, everything is configurable. When you double click something and dump it, it dumps it into a plain text box, which is fully editable. You can then generate with one button; it'll generate the HTML report from there. So.
And so the aspect that, well, I'm remiss in not saying this at the moment, we do training services now for D7.2 and D support suite. So what? All of the, yeah, I know, right? So all of the people out there that have been hanging off on buying D7.2 and, and this is what I tell everybody whenever I talk to them on the phone, D7.2 is like wrestling an 800-pound gorilla. It is huge, it is powerful, and it gets the job done. But you have to be able to invest some time and learn how to use it. Even though you just throw it right in place, it's ready to go, but you might want to do some really high-level tweaking and configurations. And so now the training services come in, we lay it all out, we give you everything that you're going to need. You get a functioning, ready from day one version to start doing business with D7.2. And with the reporting, what we are doing is, you know, if you ever have a client, they ask you, hey Marshall, I don't understand. Why did I get this invoice for $150 for computer repair? It just says computer repair, $150. Doesn't tell me anything. I don't understand why I bought this. I don't understand why I paid for it. What did I get out of this? We're stopping that issue by putting non-geek speak verbiage into all of our templates so that whenever you are going through and doing your work, you get the tech info, and then the client, as you build your custom report and drop what you need in, the client's going to see the basic information that creates, you know, the quantifiable evidence that you did do something. You did remove those infections. You did do some diagnostics. You did do some maintenance. You did update Windows and everything pretty much. You can just check and see what we did. And that goes into the
notes.
And we took notes, and those notes can go into it as well, but it allows the technician and the business to not only have that audit path of what happened, what did we do, but it lets us put our non-geek speak notes into the invoice for the client. So now they won't come back at you with that question of, hey, Marshall, what was that $150 computer repair for? Oh, well, I don't need to ask him because there's 15 lines here that describe exactly what he did. Problem solved. The maintenance tab has essentially been gutted and redone completely. We now have several times,
yes, and several tabs also.
Several tabs, yeah. So I'm going to jump right into the maintenance tab for right now. And I can't see the one that he's working on at the moment, but the one that I have is, there we go. Let's take a peek at that.
It's a little empty
right now, but you're seeing the idea there is that the session 1, session 2, section 3 stuff, because the new version 3.0 of D7.2 is going to allow you to take all of your old internal features that you never used to be able to move around and change on the maintenance tab and all the other tabs, you'll now be able to drag and drop and put them wherever you want to. So you're going to have even more automation. You're going to have even more capacity to select what you want to do. And for larger IT companies, this is going to be extremely handy, because what if you only want your Tier 1 and Tier 2 service techs to do maintenance and to do diagnostics, and that's their only job? You can do that now. They won't have access in a config to malware removal and all the other stuff that go into malware removal, like kill them all. You just won't put it in there. If you want your Tier 3 service engineers, on-site techs, remote techs, to have access to all the awesome stuff that D7.2 has to offer for malware removal, you make a specific config for them, you give them access to that config,
And when they load up D7.2, they got all the tools that you wanted to have. So we're able to split things up and modularize it for anyone's purpose, whether you're a small one-person office or you got hundreds of techs at your facility, you know, state level, government level, corporate level, you know, MSPs like myself, everything. Nick added in some awesome features that I think I had been begging for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an idea, and I know tons of other people have had the same, you know, idea. We finally got it in there. Wouldn't it be nice if when doing any custom application, before that application fired off, you got an email that said, hey, guess what? It's time to run this app. Come back to the computer. That way you can go out, you know, about your business and you don't have to wonder, okay, should I go back and check on that computer on the bench? Should I go back and click on that remote session and see where we're at? No need anymore. You let all the automated features of D7.2 run on its own. You wait for your pre-configured email to come out to you to tell you to run that specific app, and you know now that you need to go back to that machine and to run it. I've been implementing this in my own business, and I am saving tons of time in everything that I do within D7.2. In our training classes, we're using features like this to get our average time on task for malware removal down to 45 minutes or less. In my own company, I've had times where I've been able to spend 15 minutes on malware removal and, you know, hours on scans and such, but the time that it takes away from me to get the job done, 15 minutes. Done, build, out the door. And D7.2's always had the power to deliver that, but now it's going to be even easier to ensure that you're not wasting your time, you know, wondering, okay, do I still have time waiting on this one scan to finish running? Don't worry about it, because when that next application runs, it's going to email and you say, hey, I need your attention. You know, it's a non-fully automated application. I need you to come back and give me some of your time. Done deal. So we're going to have that on every custom app. In the maintenance, you're going to be able to utilize that as well. Let's see, what other kind of awesome features have we done, Nick?
Well, I'm moving everything around so that you can essentially structure any internal function that D7 does and mix that up with any custom app. Basically, of the different columns that you have where you can put something in D7.2, you can throw, used to be, you can put custom apps here, and here are buttons for your internal functions. And internal functions make up like 90% of what D7.2 actually does. It's not about the custom apps. So what I've done now is enabled you to basically mix and match the custom apps and the internal functions and create your own routine and do your own order. So you can structure everything to work the way you want it to. The way I want things to work is I like to click a button. I want to run everything that's automated, which is 75% of what I'm doing. And there's another 25% of what I'm doing that I need to click on something. I want that all to run last. So, and I want to get an email before I do, because I'm probably doing a remote session, if it's me anyway, I'm doing a remote session, and I do not want to actually watch the remote console window, so I'm going to check my email. And that's basically what I've been working on. It really brings D7 to the next level where everything is fully configurable, and also by everything, I mean these internal functions now sort of work like custom apps. So not only that you can put them anywhere, you'll be able to name them anything that you want, give them a short description that appears under the name in the interface so you actually know what it is. Of course, there'll be something there by default, and it'll be pretty descriptive. There's a detailed description that will appear in D7.2's lower description pane if you don't have that hidden, which you can hide to save some screen real estate. And then there's the work report description, which goes to your custom log, which gets logged automatically every time you click a button. So you click a button to run your favorite anti-malware application, and whatever you write in this field is going to automatically appear in your custom report. So that's the cool thing. That's what's cool. That's what's good.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into that 3.0 and start working with it. So here's the flip side of this. Nick has been keeping me so busy doing training, and with all the updates that are getting pushed out, I admittedly am falling a little bit behind on keeping pace. So we got tons and tons of people that have been coming through and getting trained, and if everyone from the small one person shop to team size have been calling in and getting trained so that they can have a more streamlined experience and knowledge of D7.2, and getting all these new features coming in, it changes the structure for the training class. So everyone that has gotten training up until this point, we will be retroactively going back out and sending templates, configs, anything and everything that requires an update, they're getting all that stuff. And we're looking into doing a membership service for monthly updates on all of this information so that all of our clients don't have to, I guess I should rephrase how I'm going to say this. In my company, I don't like to recreate the wheel.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of time to do that process. It takes a lot of time to create your own SOP or, policy in a company. And it's our goal to systematize and create a very extremely good blanketed best practices for using D7.2. And so we've done this in training, and it works great. And we plan on turning that into a monthly, service that people can gain access to and have different, add-on features and stuff, like let's go ahead and get some documentation to help our business streamline doing work requests. And we have a couple different partnerships in the works that we're trying to work through to get that kind of stuff going. And there's going to be other things that will probably fall into it as well, like a preferred vendors list of companies that that you might be able to get a discount with. It's up in the air. It's going to happen. Don't have an ETA yet, but it means more quality training, and it means ongoing support, and these are all good things.
I've worked with, D7, the original one, for just a barely scratched the surface, and then I've barely scratched the surface of just looking at D7.2. I had a flight last week. That's why we didn't have a show. I forgot I was in California. it's been a long week. I looked at his YouTube channel, and I was able to sit down, and I took a lot of them on my tablet, and I was able to just put on my headphones and kind of watch some of the D7.2, how you do things, while I was on this flight, and kind of feeling like I'm trying to catch up and get kind of knowledgeable about it, because I do want to start using this more in my company, and I can see the benefits of it. I don't do a whole lot of home stuff, but I do business stuff. But the reporting feature, it's just, for anybody who has never seen this, go check this out. If you don't think you're going to need it, you will need this. The more and more I use, the more and more I see this, and you guys talk about it, and I hear about it, whether it's, talking to you face-to-face, or you guys did a great episode with Jeff Hallish on Podnuts.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
It's just, you go, well, I don't, what am I going to use it for? And then you go, oh, yeah, but I do, and then you have a list of things you do. I do this, 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 and this, and this, and I wish I could do these things. And you go down this list, Marshall, and you guys, you're talking about this, and you're like, oh, yeah, that would work. That would work. Oh, yeah, the reporting when I don't have to do anything because we do a lot of remote support sessions, so I need them to tell me. And so there's these things when you go, you think, oh, I don't need this product. And then you talk about it, and the more and more you talk about it, the more and more I'm like, where's my business card? Where's my credit card? Where's the stuff? Because you're going to need this product. And I think it's one of those things where, I know it's one of those things where as soon as you start using it, it's going to be your security blanket. Once you start using it, you're going to get addicted. It's like the crack.
I use it for everything.
Well, I actually want to throw in there, just if you want to start using it, one of the things that I've never had, a lot of the people have approached me and they said, can you do evaluation or trial version of D7.2? And I say, no, there's a free version of D7. So that'll give you the concept and then, come back to me when you're ready for something far superior now. And then I decided to come out with an evaluation for D7 too, but it was difficult to choose how I was going to do that, to keep a portable application that has to function under a number of different environments. It's got to work when WMI is busted and .NET's busted, and it's got to work when the OS is busted, and it's got to work from WinP, and you know, it's got to work in all these situations. So what can I do to make a trial version that actually would not let people use it forever?
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that I call it a virtual evaluation, is in order here. And now if you download D7.2 from the website, which you can do, fire it up in VirtualBox. I don't support VMware, I'm sorry. But throw up VirtualBox, install your VirtualBox extensions, copy D7.2 over, and fire it up. And it'll run full copy, unrestricted, show you everything that it does, except for the offline operations, because you can hook up a real computer to that. So some people even do that. Other than that, you know, and the offline operations are like from a Windows PE environment anyway, so they're not going to be of much help there. But you'll get to see the whole gist of D7.2 and with the virtual evaluation. Oh, I'm sorry, Marshall, hold on. And there is a new single technician's license, and that is something that hasn't been out there. I've always licensed D7 for 1 to 5 techs, and now there is a single tech license. It's almost half the cost, so check that out as well.
Plus the single tech, $35 a month. If you
that's 2 to 5 tech.
Oh, is it? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it's 2 to 5 tech. I don't do a single tech for the monthly. It's only annual. It's like $179 annual.
That's I'm looking at your webpage. Yeah, it says $179 a year for the single
technician. Yes, I should throw in there, you can probably reduce that quite a bit if you type in PODNUTS20 in the checkout for the coupon code thing. That'll get about 20% off. So that will help out a little bit there.
PODNUTZ20.
That's correct, sir.
I want to mention something real quick before we move on. I will be working on a webinar-based demo version for the assessments that we do for training. If you want to know about training, if you think you might be interested in training, or you just need to get a little bit of help with D7.2, I will do a free 15-minute to 30-minute phone call to assess, do you really even need training? Because there's a lot of very masterful people out there that use D7.2. Part of that training, I will actually optionally give you the choice of, and we haven't discussed completely if there's going to be a price tag attached to this or not yet, but the idea is do a demo that has the virtual evaluation and me just basically walking everybody through that while I do the phone conversation to assess everything. Our goal is to make sure that when you're looking at D7.2 for yourself or for your business, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that the tool can help you and that it's going to increase your productivity. Because me just flat out saying, this thing has changed my life and I run an IT company and I'm a technician, doesn't always float for the, you know, billions of people that are out there in the world. So we're going to give them the material that they can see to let them make their own, you know, educated decision, and hopefully they will do business.
And of course it's going to help. Of course it's going to help. You know, the thing about the D7 line is that there's so much you can do with it. It's going to help you. It's going to increase that bottom line. It's going to streamline your workflow. The only catch is you have to know how to use it.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to use it, you're going to have some trouble. Some people out there just need a little bit of a nudge, and they're not ideal for our training. So we're not going to train them. During that assessment, they'll get that nudge, and they'll see, oh, this is how I'm supposed to use it. I can take it from here. But if you need that training, we're going to have that for you. And I think, Martin, we need at least an assessment for you.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm. Yeah. The more and more you guys talk about this, like I said, the more and more I want to start using your program, and so I want to be on that assessment. I want to have you guys. I want to be there, and I want you to assess me.
This is right up your alley, Martin. This kind of program.
It is, and I get, like I said, I'm not ignoring you guys. I'm actually in the process of buying the product right now. So I'm.
What are you doing?
You haven't bought D7-2 yet, Martin?
I was waiting for the email function.
Wow. Hold on.
I have not.
Wait a minute now. I can't even begin to tell you how much money I've made off of, you know, better productivity in using D7-2 to do TechBench related sites. I'm going to give you one of my little sales speeches right now. When I go out on site to a client, you know how often I get to get face-to-face time and better the relationship with that client because D7-2 is fully automating everything that I'm doing in the background. I walk up, I plug my thumb drive in, I hit a button, I click the start auto mode, and I turn around and I face them. And in the background behind me on the monitor, D7-2 is just going, and the client's like this. How do you do that? You're a genius. I'm like, yes, I'm a genius.
Right on.
It happens all the time, all the time. People are constantly just amazed at what I can do, and it's not me. I've had little ideas here and there that have gone into D7-2, but the power and the functionality of D7-2 is Nick.
Well, and, you know, well, you're the one. I mean, you know, the overall experience, it's for your customer, and the way you're talking anyway, and in your scenario, and you get that FaceTime with that customer. That's all you.
Yeah. So. And I love talking.
Maybe you don't want FaceTime. I'm the kind of guy, actually, that I don't really want FaceTime with a customer. Right. I'll be honest with you.
And at that point, you could pop your thumb drive in, turn it on, and as long as there is a, you know, built-in email functionality, network connectivity, walk away. Yeah. When I go and take care of a managed service client, and I got to go from one end of the building to work on someone's machine to the other end of the building, now, like Martin, like you said, you're waiting. Okay, that's fine. Now there's intense, awesome email functionality so that you don't have to wonder, okay, now which computer should I go and walk past next in this row of cubicles?
Right.
You'll know exactly which one because in your session startup, you can however you want to put in your naming convention. You know, business name dash the end user's name. That's typically what I do. And then put in your ticket number. Away you go. There's no stops now. The stops that you're going to get hit with are the ones you always get hit with. You know, it's what I refer to as the 10-minute rule. You walk in someplace to do some work. Oh, while you're here, could you do this? Could you answer this question? Never going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
But, Nick, let's put that on the back burner of, you know, developing a product that's going to help us get rid of that.
Martin, you purchased D7-2 just now.
Just now, I purchased it. So
live on the air.
I threw the gauntlet down. And wow. So listeners, go buy D7-2. I did it. Awesome. It didn't even hurt. Look, I don't. My arm isn't even sore. Nobody, you didn't see anybody holding anything to me. I just did it.
Or go to the website. We have the inquiry page is on Foolish IT, right, Nick?
Yes.
Go to Foolish IT. Hit the inquiry page for D7-2 training. You can get a free assessment.
No. That's on D-Support Online.
Let me go back. Yeah. DSupportOnline.com. Check out the training inquiry form. Fill it out. Send the email in. We will get in touch with you. We will schedule an assessment. We'll talk about D7-2. We'll talk about your business. Find out if it's a good fit.
Yeah, I got a question real quick, Marshall. Now this training, do you actually go to them or they come to you?
I'm not getting paid to go to them.
Our
price point is based on essentially an hourly rate, and we're keeping it as low as what we can potentially keep it, and we're offering an intense value because in the training, the one-on-one sessions, you're getting a silver platter service. I like to call it a choose-your-own-adventure training session.
Mm-hmm.
I deliver to you the things that are going to create the best productivity improvements and the best quality assurance and service delivery for you or your business. Whereas in the webinar, for a little bit less, I'm not going to give you that personal one-on-one experience with me, but you're going to get Nick on the call at no added cost, because if you want to do a one-on-one session, we're going to bill you extra for next time.
Howdy.
But you're also going to get, you're also going to get, regardless, the one-on-one training with a team or just me and you and as an individual, and the webinar, with all of it, you're going to get all of our configs that we use for training, which these are the same configs that I use and employ in my own managed services company, and they are highly successful. I flip ROI around like it's nothing on a daily basis.
The thinker.
I've been running behind a little bit on getting the templates out, so I'm sorry, guys. You know who you are. And basically anything else that we have that we're throwing into the training sessions, you're getting all of that. In the future, we're going to continue to expand that service offering and come out with that monthly membership package. And we want to create an all-in-one, all-encompassing. You get D7.2, the all-in-one tool that's going to take care of your PC tech bench, remote services, on-site services. And we want to give you the processes to run your business to use it. And we want to give you all the documents and forms and everything. Maybe even start going into the marketing. Sky's the limit. We're exploring all options. The best way to ensure that you get the options that you're interested in most out the door first, email us, Marshall@dsupportonline.com, Nick@dsupportonline.com. Go out to the dsupportonline.com website, fill out our D72 training inquiry, and say in the training inquiry, hey, I'd like to see you add some marketing into your membership that you're talking about on Geeksters with Martin and Mitch and Nick.
Yeah, this is it's like a no-brainer software. If you're, I don't do what you guys do. I just do stuff on the side. But for people that have big businesses, it's going to really
astounds me.
It's going to be great for Martin, I think.
It astounds me when I find out that people don't have it. Then they're running an IT company, and they've been running their IT company for 10, 15, 20 years, and they're skeptical.
Oh, good.
Well, you're fine, anyways, Martin. But they're skeptical. And I'm like, how can you not have this? Do you have any clue how much time and money you save? And for me, in my mind, I'm managing my company, and in doing that, I manage vendors and employees and stuff. And if my employee is getting paid hourly or salary, I care about their productivity. So anything that I can do to make that employee more productive is a win for me. The last resort is I don't want an employee to be working for my company that I'm not turning over a healthy amount of profit on their endeavors and working for me. It's a bum deal. Don't need to have them. Need to move on and find a better way to do business. D7.2 increases the productivity of anyone that's using it to the point that, you ready for this? My girlfriend, not a technician whatsoever, can use D7.2 and she makes the business money hand over fist. So I'm just gonna say that you could have your secretary, you could have your assistant, you can have the guy or the girl that answers your phone. It's easy enough to just put them in front of the machine, put D7.2 on a thumb drive, pop it on,
When it's set up properly.
When it is set, you'd have to have a process. My girlfriend won't handle a machine if it's blue screening, if you can't boot into the OS, can't get into the user interface. So there are variables in play. I figure you guys kind of figured that out anyways, but we'll say that anyways. But in your typical, diagnostic scenario, you can get to the Windows user account, you're on the desktop, it's not instantly crashing. They do the diagnostic for you. That saves me my hourly rate of what it costs me to be involved on a project or on a break-fix cost as the one-man show. It saves me of, the cost of having my subcontractors, independent contractors, employees, and what they cost me by having someone that's just as capable of reading a diagnostic report and saying, hey, Marshall, this computer said this, this, and this to me. What does that mean? Oh, well, thanks. I'll handle that. Open up a ticket. Help desk. Take a look at this. Thank you. I'm going back to watch my movie now.
I don't know how to express the excitement for getting this product. I don't know. I mean, you're doing a great job, Marshall. So there's really it's like as a host, I'm supposed to like cheer you on, but I don't know what to say because you've already said it. I could just go behind you and just say that's exactly ditto. Do what he's doing. Everything that Nick and Marshall are saying about this product, go buy it.
I went from working on average And this is kind of early on, midways through me starting up my managed services company. 90 hours a week, working on and in my company. On average now, I'm going to exclude all the time that I spend working with Nick on D72 and training services and the other things that I haven't mentioned yet that we are expanding on and working on creating. I work on average about 4 to 8 hours labor in my own business right now, managing all my business clients, managing all my break-fix clients, all of it. If you want to see that kind of systemization in your company as a one-man business, one-girl business, doesn't matter, gender doesn't matter, get in touch with us. Get us on the call for a free assessment. I'll get you squared away because we got the tools and we got the knowledge.
Ta-da! We'll pause for applause. All right.
Okay.
Do that. You, Marshall, you, I don't know. There's just nothing else to say.
How many times, Martin, have you come and said, you don't have time. You need more time to do this and do this. Now you might have it.
I may actually be able to go to Haiti.
Oh, absolutely. You'll be able to do vacations. You'll be able to do so many different things. And here's the key aspect of automation and having better productivity. You want to get away from working in the job role of being a technician in your business. If you're trying to grow your business, you want to get someone hired to do that for you, and then you can delegate to them and manage them and make them be successful within your own company. It's hard to do that if you're constantly being stuck cleaning out the viruses and it takes you hours to do it, constantly being stuck, you know, going on site when it could have been easier to remote in, constantly being on site for hours whenever you could do some service automation. Went out to a client's house the other day, my business client, to the house, and couldn't get a remote connection on the machine. Popped on D72, fixed the internet issue within seconds, fired up a remote connection for my tablet, fired off D72's malware removal, went home. You want to know how long I was on site to achieve all of that?
45 minutes.
Less than 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And if you're not catching this right now or not, I'm a very chatty person. So I talked the entire time, and that was the biggest reason why I was there so long. Had I just gave them the head nod, walked through the door, went to the computer, booted it up, popped everything on, it would have been less time. So I think that's about all I got, guys. I mean,
yes,
I could talk forever.
Marshall, you do awesome. You do awesome for me. I could not ask for a better spokesperson. So.
Nick, I have to applaud you. This guy will.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And Marshall, such great work, both of you guys on this.
Well, he does well because if someone asks me something technical about D72, I can get into a conversation with you. But if you ask me how you can benefit from using it, I kind of say,
Ask Marshall.
And then that's where Marshall steps in. So.
Well, here's what I see. Okay. I see a product that Nick, you were working in, one of the times that we had talked last, and you were last on Podnuts, you had just left your normal nine to five to spend all your time on Foolish IT. So you had this passion of, moving forward with getting these products out with CryptoLocker and your D7 and everything else that you do that's awesome. You had that passion.
when
you're on, I mentioned that. I said there is such a passion in you to get this stuff out. Okay. Now Nick comes. Now Marshall joins you as a technician who uses your product daily. Yeah. He's not a hired salesman. He's your spokesman. Yeah. But he's your spokesman because he believes in the product. He's not. We've all in the tech industry have talked to spokesmen. Somebody comes in from a big name, multi-million dollar company, and they try to sell you, and you ask them a question, something, and they go, do you use this $12,000 device in your home? Is this something you use all the time, or are you just here to sell me the product, thinking that I'm going to buy this $12,000 device, put it in, that's all the last thing I talk to you. Now I end up talking to your techs who are trained on it, but they don't really use it as well either. So now you have Marshall, you come along and you are passionate about this product. You use this product all the time. So when we say, how come we can't do this, this, and this, you know the product, sell the product, love the product, are involved in increasing sales for the product and making the product better. How can you go wrong with that? You're not just here to say, here's a great product. Hope you like it. It's really good.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You know,
we don't do that at all.
You don't do that. You say, here's a product. It's really good. Let me explain to you why. And not only let me explain to you how good it is, but let me explain to you it is so good that you walk in, you chat up a customer for 10 minutes, you walk out the door, and their problem is solved. Now, what's your return on investment on that? Huge.
Oh, dear Lord.
Awesome. Because you are charging the customer. There's either a flat rate or something like that. Whatever your plan is, no matter how you do it, 10 minutes is 10 minutes, and that means you can get 10 minute calls in an hour. Okay, let's say 4. Maybe there's drive time. You've now not only taken your hourly wage, you've now quadrupled your hourly wage. At the end of the day, you can go home and say, I just made $1,500 today. Like, you know, I think I'm going to go. Now you can afford to have that drink. Oh, now you can afford to have that vacation. And I'm only speaking this because I can't afford to have that vacation. I can't afford. I can have a drink, but I can't afford to do that. You know, there are times when summer's ending. You know how many times I went camping this summer? 0. You know how many times my family went camping this summer? 3 times. Guess where I was? I was here.
Working.
Memorial Day weekend just passed.
Yep.
My butt sat in this chair for 12 hours each day.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that because I want sympathy. I'm saying that because I need a product that's going to make me work much more efficient in what I do.
Can I say one thing, Martin? My finishing statement here. Nick and I, actually, as of today, are starting a consulting service. We're still ironing it out, but essentially, the consulting service is meant for people that are in your scenario who you've done your groundwork, the business is running, but maybe you're a little stagnant, maybe you're not growing as fast as what you want to grow, and you're not sure who to talk to, because let's face it, there's a million people out there selling you on managed services. So, you know, I could tell you, I could sell you on managed services too, I could teach you how to do all of it, yada, 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 all day long. The truth is, everybody knows the same thing, everybody's doing the same stuff, but you have to know how to get your individual specific business to be successful in your marketplace and in your area. We're going to be helping businesses do that. The one man, the one woman, one girl band, call us up. I'm doing free assessments to analyze your business success, to help you find ways to make more money. And here's our motto. This is our shared vision between Nick and myself. We do not like to sell someone something if we don't know and we can't guarantee that it's going to give them a return on their investment. That's the point of our assessments. I want to be able to figure out and help you figure out if we can do anything to help you grow and make you money. I do not want you to buy training if it's not going to help you immediately. Don't want to sell you consulting services if I know that, one, you're not going to be passionate and you're not going to follow through with all of our suggestions, tips, tricks, implementing software, hardware, helping with hiring, contracts, everything. If you're not willing to push through the work that it does involve, then go somewhere else or don't call anybody for consulting services for your business. But if you're willing to do that, come talk to me. Get your assessment. And the business-to-business consulting service assessments do run a little bit longer than half an hour because it's the gloves come off, anything can come out. Everybody's business is different and I got to jump in and just find out what's going to work for you, what your biggest problems are, and find out if I can create a roadmap to help you get out of whatever slump you might be in or to skyrocket you to success.
Yeah.
And if I can't manage to do that myself, guess what? I'm connected with just about everybody out there, and I will get you connected with the right people, the right vendors, the right trainers, the right everything. So we're going to bring everything in-house. We're going to do everything that we possibly can do to help any and all individuals doing PC repair work, running their small IT company, running their medium size to large size IT company. We're going to have a lot of really awesome stuff happening towards the end of this year. And then I look forward to seeing next year just blow up with cool stuff.
Nice.
That's all I got.
I like it. Mitch, any questions?
No, it's I might want to quit my job and do this full time.
I think you should.
No, I'm at that retirement age.
Hey, Nick, before we hop off, can you go ahead and tell everybody again what the Geeksters and Podnuts discount code is for D7-2?
D7-2. It is geek. No, it is Podnuts 20.
PODNUTZ 20.
Yep.
And nice. Mitch Martin.
Well, if you guys don't have to go anywhere if you don't want to.
I've got to. I'm starving. I haven't had anything since breakfast.
All right.
And I'm having a party here at the moment, so I've got to go ahead and get off. So I apologize.
Oh, no. I understand.
Thank you very much for having me on here, Mitch, Martin, Nick.
Thank you.
I see you every day, man.
You don't have to say anything.
I'm going
to
see you in the morning, and I'll probably end up talking to you maybe once more before the end of the night.
Let Martin, you want to tell him about how to save the audio and all?
Yeah, we'll after the show, we'll get in touch with each other, Marshall, after you get home from your party, and we'll figure things out about getting the audio.
I already got the audio saving. Oh. I know how to do that. Nick taught me how to do that before we jumped on the call, so I'm all set.
Good.
All right. All right. Well, cool. I'm going to hang on, and Mitch, if you want to stay on with me, we do our normal news stuff, and I got some stuff that I did over the last couple weeks that sounds pretty interesting.
Okay.
Awesome. Guys, right, thanks Marshall. For having me on here. Loved it. Can't wait to do it again.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Nick, you going to hang out with us for a little bit?
You know, the belly's growling too.
Right. No, I completely understand. I understand. Yeah. Our time zones are a little different. Both of you guys are still on the East Coast, and it's sunny, and dinner's not for a while over here.
Yeah.
So, all right, Nick, thanks for coming on and talking about us. Thank you for being a huge, huge sponsor of Podnuts. Oh, yeah. You have been since I've been part of the Podnuts network, both as a listener and as a contributor. And I just, want to thank you for your support for this network. And, man, you have just come out in the last, year and a half that I've been part of Geeksters. What you have come out with has been amazing and so beneficial. And I have to say that I use your products, if not daily, at least every other day. It may not be D7, but your de-uninstaller and your, what's the other one?
Locker. The debug.
And I was actually talking to Liam today about debug.
It's a good one. It's a new good one.
Oh, my gosh. I've used that so many times.
Yes. So. Awesome.
Now I just got to put it all in one nice big package, and I bought it. So now I get the chance to do it. So.
Awesome. Well, send me your desired credentials for the user account, and I will set that up for you ASAP.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, all right. Nick.
No problem. See you later. Nick.
Have a great day.
See you, Mitch.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.
Awesomeness.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. I was telling Marshall, what do you say after that? What do you say? Yeah, that's what he said. Do that. Like, it's just everything he did was great.
I want to hear a report from you to see how it works for you.
Oh, you will. I will. Yeah. I will come back with a D7 update of what happened with my stuff. So, as everybody knows, I mentioned it kind of last week. I was in California, so we didn't have a show. School started, which was that's always, we went into the school year with better things set up. So as time goes on, and every year I'm at the school, every year things just work out much smoother. Well, one of the things that came across my plate while I was there, it's normal that if you're gone for 3 months, you have a tendency to forget your password. And so when you come back and people forget their passwords, you have to reset it, which is really easy. In an Active Directory, you can reset it, or a local machine. So the principal came to me, and she has Parallels running on her Mac. So she has a Mac, and then Parallels is the Windows emulator that's basically a virtual machine on it. Right. Well, she came to me, and she says, I forgot my password. I'm like, you forgot your password for your Mac? She says, no, I forgot my password for my Windows box. I'm like, oh, okay, going through my head, because usually I've got my little Windows password crack recovery tool. It's Linux. You throw it in, checks. You can't. How do you do that in a virtual box? So I was like, oh no. And instantly I'm thinking, am I going to have to reload the Windows on the Parallels? Am I going to have to, how am I going to crack this? Well, Parallels has a form. And on their form, they show you how to reset your password in Windows 7. And man, this was so easy. I was so surprised at how easy this was. You basically... What took the longest is I told the lady, because I don't use a Mac very often. I said, how do I get out to a terminal? And she says, I don't understand. So I'm like, I'm Googling how to get to a terminal on a Mac. Once you finally get to a terminal, there's this list of things, and you just run. And this is all in a virtual machine. You just drop out to a terminal. You run a command that gives you your UID name, and then you just copy it, and you just basically say, you just tell it what the new password is.
Now, this is for Windows, not for... the Mac.
Well, itself. No. Well, you run this on the Mac.
Right.
Because Parallels is not a virtual box. It's you can run Windows apps inside of a Mac. So it's they're really interconnected.
Okay.
And so in the Mac, you can request what's the Windows UID.
Okay.
And then it gives you that. And then you can say, great, now that I have the UID, here's a password that I want to attach to it. And that's it. You just run this command with the UID in there. And it's six steps. And I thought, well, it's worth a shot. At least, you know, if nothing else, it's going to not work. Sure enough, it worked. And I was in. I was absolutely amazed. So if anybody out there is supporting Macs on Parallels, or Windows on a Mac using Parallels, and the user forgets the Windows 7 password, and here it is. This is, and it just worked. I was cool. Totally impressed.
Yeah, it's really nice when you do something like that, and it doesn't take long.
Well, because I thought, how am I going to fix this?
Right.
Like, you know. You can't boot from a, I mean, I guess I could have booted up, I guess within the virtual machine, I could have booted up into a drive, but this was.
I mean,
can you run a
CD in there? And,
well, no, because this is a Mac that doesn't have. This is one of the newer Macs.
I forgot.
No CD-ROM, so I'd have to. It was just. Don't worry about bringing a CD-ROM. Just run this.
Yeah,
run
that. I was thinking around an OPH. Well, you can do that from a USB thing too. But
yeah, so it's worked. Britech. We've talked about Britech mm-hmm. Before on here. He came out with he has a link to his site. It's the unofficial Microsoft Windows XP Service Pack 4. And I wanted to throw this out there. My thought, just pull the Windows XP machines off the network. Really, start moving up to Windows 7. But if you need to keep a Windows XP machine on there, this is it. This is not... it comes with one of them has the POS registry hack that Microsoft has since closed and they put out another patch for XP for that. But this one here, it looks like it's just all of the they have taken because the updates for Windows 7 can be applied to Windows XP. They're just not pushing them out for Windows XP. So I think what they've done is they've actually gone through, grabbed all those updates, made their own patch. Then you can do this. And patch your Windows XP machines. I don't know if I would necessarily trust this because now you're calling on a third-party person to do this. But you know, we all know who Britech is, and he's been he's been on Podnest before, and we've talked about him. So if he trusts it and puts it on his network, on his systems, and especially off his webpage, then I would say this is pretty good. But
I was going to try it in a virtual box. I haven't got around to doing it yet.
Yeah, give it a shot. I'd be interested. I don't think it's going to break something.
I misunderstood. I thought it was an ISO, but you have Windows XP installed. The one is executable. You just run it and go from there.
Yeah, and they have a 64. There's not 64, but so they have. It says one with the POS ready registry hack and one without it. So,
right.
But yeah, check that out. Did you have anything, Mitch, or do you want me to keep going?
No, I worked on a machine. Like I say, I just do stuff for people at work. So a guy, he inherited a Core 2 Duo Dell laptop, Experian, I forgot what the number was. And he wanted Windows 7 on it. It came with Vista. So he gave me a new hard drive. I put it on, and everything went well on it. And like I said, I do stuff for nothing. I don't want, but he gave me a hard drive. I got a brand new 500 gig hard drive out of it.
Oh, very nice.
For doing it. Yeah. Actually, it worked well. And it only had 2 gigs of RAM. So I said, you might want to put, another two or replace those with two gigabyte modules. But, I was surprised how it still was ran better than my Core 2 Duo that I have. But mine's like 7 years old now. But mine's got 4 gigs of RAM. But, it was nice. It working really well.
So did he, did you do a fresh upgrade?
Yes.
I never
do upgrade. I always do a clean install. I don't think I ever did upgrade over existing OS.
I've done it from, I think, Windows XP to Vista, but I know that 7 is a little bit different. And so I've always, and you guys can Google this out there. Even if you have an upgrade CD, you can do a fresh install with an upgrade CD. The gentleman who's on the Twit network a lot for the Windows stuff has talks about that a lot, and he's got a blog post that he walks you through the steps.
Paul Perrott.
Paul Thurrott, thank you. And so if you can always just Google Paul Thurrott and upgrade Windows 7 with upgrade disk or something along those lines, and he'll show you how to do it. One of the steps is you install it and then don't register it, and then you reinstall it again, and then it just takes everything and makes a windows.old folder, and you can delete that. Now you have that. Or you can do an install, don't register it, edit a key in the registry.
I did that. That's how I did it before. And
then you can install it that way.
Yeah, you put the legal license in, it's registered.
Right. So there's ways to get around it if you to do that. So I have an email. And the email, we have two emails actually, and one of them I'm gonna bring on, and it's a gentleman by the name of Joe Messman, and I work with Joe here locally. He actually lives locally. I help him out with a client that he has, and we get together every now and then when he's having some issues or wants to show me some stuff. And we had spoken over Memorial Day. He wanted to do some testing on a backup server. So I'll read his email first, and it references Saturday. His email says, "Hi, when we spoke on Saturday, I shared how I had fixed a certain blue screen issue. This is the blue screen issue of that Microsoft released the patch that made the computer's blue screen, right? This was the last patch. And he said, I had a client bring me a computer this morning with the same problem, and here's the specific fix for it. The client was in and out in 10 minutes, and the error when it blue screens is the win32k.sys page fault non-paged area error code 0x50. He says, the solution is to explore the disk and remove the fntcache.dat file, which is located in the C Windows System 32 directory. Bingo, problem solved. And then he goes on to say that he thanks us in the Geeksters podcast with Jeff Halish was great. I had never heard of that fix. I did on mine. The one time I had that on mine was a rollback. But he has had a couple people, and he just goes in and removes that fntcache.dat file, reboots the computer, and he's back up and running. So, you can use it to, there's tools out there you can get into the system, if a Linux tool or something like that, you can get into the system without, booting, accessing the system without booting into the system. So,
like using a Ubuntu boot up CD or something.
Exactly. And because all you need to do is get in and just remove that file. So, I wanted to mention that. But when he talks about when we got together on Saturday, what he wanted to do was we help support a company, and they have a single server, 2 1-terabyte hard drives, and they're in a RAID. And so what they do is, and he's using a program that I've heard of, never used, called Macrium Reflect. And what this application is used for is for his system backups. So data is being backed up using CrashPlan offsite, but then he's using Macrium Reflect to back up his system state and the system computer. So there's two hard drives in a RAID, and then there's a standalone hard drive in the machine. We contacted Dell. We said we'd like to do this, and they said okay. Macrium creates a boot CD. So we actually had Dell on the phone with us while we did this. We shut the computer down, pulled out the 2 terabyte hard drives in a RAID, marked them 1 and 2 because you need to make sure which is number 1 and number 2, put them off to the side, took 2 brand new 1 terabyte drives, marked them 1 and 2, put them in the machine, turned on the machine, rebuilt the RAID, and then you use the Macrium boot CD, you boot up to it, it finds all the drivers, and then, excuse me, and then you can point it to an external drive, a thumb drive, depending on the size of your machine. We just pointed it back to the other drive for the image, because we just created an image that morning before we did everything. And I have never seen this, but once the RAID took longer to restore the system. The system took 19 minutes and like 45 seconds, rebooted the machine, server was back up and running, no issues, no flaws, Active Directory up and running, everything was there. So we basically simulated a major hard drive catastrophe by rebuilding the system in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I've heard of it, never used it though.
I have never, there's so many people, there's a lot of people out there, and this goes for a lot of things, where you just see, you hear about tools, and there's tons of tools to do everything, and I love being able to see tools in actions, because I want to be able to test them, kind of give them through their paces and stuff. This tool is $199. It's not very expensive. And so I'm already talking to my clients and saying, hey, would you guys be willing to purchase this item? you know, back it up to an external hard drive, back up your images to an external hard drive, back it up to, you know, back it up somewhere, and then back it up offline. And then you pull it down offline, put on an external hard drive or another hard drive. I was absolutely floored by this product that, you know, because I've seen, you know, we probably, a lot of us have already seen Symantec Backup Exec, and, you know, it may be a great product, but from my experience with it is that it's so big and so bulky and so expensive that it may not be the best choice for somebody with a small business. You know, you can't go to your small business and say, I'd like you to buy this $1,200, $1,500 product with the renewal rate on it. You know, this, you can go to them, upsell it, say, you know, $250. But I mean, even if you don't upsell it, that's $199 for this product. I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot. I've already got a client, like I said, who's interested in doing this, but, this is the business version, did the images. You can do a backup. They have a free home version as well, so you can do just your backup, normal backups with it. But I was really floored by this product.
They were brand new. What you replaced it with? I mean, using new drives.
Right. We simulated a hard drive crash. Computer down. Pulled the old hard drives out. Put the new hard drives in, rebuild the RAID so they could talk to each other and do their thing, and then booted from the boot CD with Macrium, pointed the image. In 20 minutes, the computer was back up and running.
See, I have RAID on the machine on my left here. It's a Dell, mm-hmm. But it does the, I forget which is which, but the stripe, you know, just back and forth. So,
right.
So there's no redundancy. And but I have very little experience with RAID. So when something goes up in here, but I may not put it back in a RAID because... Although it does work. It's an i5, so it does work pretty well. So yeah. That might be something interesting.
Yeah, they were in a RAID 1, so they were, you know, they had two hard drives. You know, they were exactly the same.
Right.
So, you know, but what if the server caught on fire? Or they just sent us the server? Well, how do we get our data back?
Right,
well,
right.
There
right.
we go. So Macrium Reflect. Thanks, and I just want to thank Joe Mesman for bringing that to my attention. And
Joe, he's a longtime Podnuts guy. He was listening from the beginning, as far as I remember.
Yeah, one of the issues I run into sometimes is not necessarily with clients that I've been able to clean up, but I'll get a client and I'll come into their system and what'll happen is you know, maybe they've changed computer names or they've removed computers from the network. They have never really gone into Active Directory and cleaned it up and stuff. There's a program out there called AD Tidy. And I've ran a script before to do the same thing, but this makes it so much easier because what I would needed to do is I needed to say, okay, of all of these computers on the network before I even showed up, give me every computer that hasn't talked to the network in say 30 days. You just put in all these variables in this machine, in this thing. It's got a great GUI. It's a small application. You just say start and it lists everything for you. All of these, you know, all your parameters. Maybe it's users that haven't logged in 30 days. You know, maybe it's computers that haven't turned on in 30 days. Then what you can do is within the machine itself, you can actually turn off or disable the machines. So what I've done is I've been able to go through a client that was pretty messy and say, I've gone through, I've renamed, but yet we're seeing these other computers and I don't know where they are. And so go through and I just said everything after that hasn't logged in 30 days, disable. And now what happens is maybe I'll get a call, oh, I can't, my computer's not working right. Well, what's your computer name? Oh, it's this one. Oh, okay, go in and then manually enable it so now the user can log onto the network and the domain and be good. But now you can find maybe where that computer was. But it's a great way to just clean up your network. And it's free. I mean, they have a paid version. And let's see, it's a little zip file. So the paid version is $99, consultant $149, site license $239. But they do have a free version that I've used before just to quickly disable computers, and it works. It works really, really well. We have one more email. This is from John Dubinsky. This says, gentlemen, I was a Revo uninstaller user, but have found this product to be faster to use in its portable versions, etc. It's called Geek Uninstaller, and it's at geekuninstaller.com. And I took a brief look at this. I haven't used it. I don't know much about it other than that I just looked at it, but it looks like it does the same thing where it can do, you know, it'll uninstall multiple products at the same time, like a Revo or, you know, so if you guys are looking for something, I use de-uninstaller myself, but this may be something you guys can take a look at. It looks like it's got some multiple languages. That would be the only thing. Like, it has 30 languages on it, so if you need if you want to look in a, you know, Japanese, and you can. I don't speak Japanese. I go to sushi restaurants, but I don't speak Japanese. So, John wanted to mention that too. So he says, submitted for consideration. Thanks for the show. All the best. So thanks, John, for John and Joe for sending those in to us. It's we enjoy getting emails, and they sent it to us a while ago, but you know, I was out, and so.
Going back real quick to the blue screen Microsoft updates.
Yeah.
Remember, I voxed you. I didn't get a blue screen, but I got an arrow in the updates. Updates wouldn't work after that, and. Just researching, and I posted this on Google Plus, found some information. Changing the DNS, you know, from automatic, which I'm on Comcast, I use Google's, and it worked right after that. So I got some updates, then I put it back, and it was all right. Very strange. So I don't know who's the problem there. Is it Microsoft, or is it Comcast, or very strange? First, I thought one of my machines was hosed, but it was a pretty new install. Only like maybe 2 months. I did a clean install on this machine. It was working fine, really. But I was doing all this other stuff, like when you get an infected machine, you clear out the redistribution folders, and you know, you stop these services and rename it, blah blah blah. And that didn't work, and always worked for me. So I mean, what's going on? Then it happened on another machine, so I know it wasn't me. But just putting those. Google's DNS, I can't believe how it worked, and it's very strange.
That is weird, and I heard about it somewhere else, Mitch, that you mentioned that, but I cannot remember what podcast it was that I had mentioned. Somebody said, oh, just you're going to need to modify the DNS.
See, I haven't heard that. I mean, I think Mike Smith talked about it, he talked about the blue screen. He said you have to do a reform, like not what... Joe just said about, you know, deleting that file. He said normally you have to do a clean install.
Yeah, but every machine, I mean, you know, what one patch will break in one machine may go do something completely different in another. You know, I never had to do the DNS. It sounds like, you know, the way all three of us were able to resolve this issue, or four of us, including Mike Smith, were able to resolve this issue, were four different ways of fixing it. So every, you know, that's one of the things why I listen to podcasts, why one of the things that I want to bring to you guys, my co-hosts, and to the listeners, is that, you know, there are so many different ways of doing things, and I want to make sure that just how, you know, that I get all this information from people, I want to pass on to you guys, because, you know, maybe you want to start with, you know, checking out, you know, removing the FTNT cache file. You know, start small and then work your way up to, you know, nothing's working, you may have to reload the system. But at least this gives you you and me and Mitch and Tim and listeners, this gives us a way of being able to say, well, we can start, you know, let's not shoot the whole thing. Let's start small and then work our way up.
Right. Now, you said on your machines that have the blue screens, you were able to go back system restore.
Yeah, I let it aired out, did the full blue screen, came up, it tried to fix itself, it didn't fix itself, and then at the very end of that, there's an advanced option, and in there you can go in and tell it to pick a system restore point. But to get to that point, it takes about 10, 15 minutes.
Were you able to do it right from, like, safe mode, or did you have to use a recovery?
It wouldn't boot into safe mode. It would blue screen in safe mode, so I had to let it air out, try to fix itself, and then go to advanced settings, and then go from there. Oh,
it's kind of doing it itself. Okay.
Yeah, which like I said, took 15 minutes. So every time it wouldn't work, I'd have to start over again, wait, let it do its thing. It was fairly time consuming.
See, if you use a recovery CD, like a Windows 7 install CD, and choose a repair, you can get to that option. You should be able to get to that option to do a system restore.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but I'm glad everything... you know, has worked out.
Interesting.
And I haven't seen anything since then. So it sounded like Joe has been seeing. So he said last Saturday, this morning, and he sent that email. What would have been before? It would have been about a week ago. So he was still seeing a couple of it still in the wild. So, and that could have been just machines that hadn't been turned on. I don't know. I know.
It's funny. I got how many machines? I got 1, 2, 3, 4 here, 2 upstairs. I only affected 2 machines. The problem I had.
Right, and of all of the, you know, all of the Windows 7 64-bit machines. Now, remember, this was only affecting Windows 7 64. A lot of them being Dells. This was one Dell XPS, and it didn't affect anybody else of all of the systems that I help manage and maintain.
See,
and
I thought... That's what I have at XPS here. I didn't have a problem that one.
Yeah, and I just thought, you know, statistically speaking, I thought for sure I was going to get hit more between, you know, the school and stuff. Nope. One machine and the you know, I had it up and back to them the next day. They were, you know, they sat down and worked, sat down on another machine and were able to work. And so it could have definitely been worse. But I'm glad that I have this error and knowledge, and now that if it ever happens again, I may not have to take the machine with me. I can just fix it there on site. Well, that's what I've got for today.
Good show.
I feel like, great show. Having Nick and Marshall on is, I don't know. I can't thank them enough for coming on. And like I said, Nick's a huge supporter of Podnuts. And, you know, Christmas is coming up, so if you guys want to help support us a little bit more, podnuts.com/Amazon. Go check out some... check out Christmas stuff. Or if you just want to buy us a gift, say, you know, whatever. Maybe you just want to buy us something. Maybe an Amazon card. Go to podnuts.com/Amazon and buy an Amazon gift card. And send it, you know, to Geeksters. We can get Mitch something. I don't know what Mitch... Mitch needs, like, a bigger TV.
I mean, it was my wife's idea. I wouldn't plan to put any furniture on. We put a lot of money out for this stuff. And but she wanted to do it because the room came out so good.
It looks good. It really looks good.
It's like a yellow, and then the back wall, it's a little darker yellow, and she picked everything out. The carpet is beige. The yellow, the old one was blue, but it looks nice down here.
It definitely does, Mitch. Good job. Good job to your construction guys.
Thank you.
All right. So if people want to send us an email, or like Joe and John did, or a voicemail. We have gotten a voicemail, but we haven't been able to play it. We should do that next week because you have your stuff set up now.
Yeah.
So if they want to send us a voicemail.
You send us a voicemail at 7076-PODNUT. That's with a T. And you can send us emails at geeksters@podnuts.com.
All right. If you want to get a hold of me, you can. I'm mobando in Google+, martin@obandocomputing.com. Just go ahead and send us an email. I know some of you guys like to send me an email, and I forward it on to the Geeksters guys. So either way, it's fine. And anything that you want us to read on the air, just make sure if it's sent to the Geeksters, we'll read it on the air and share with everybody else. But guys, thanks for coming out and spending your Tuesday evening or afternoon with us, depending on where you are. And we'll have a great fiscal week, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.